The mandate of the executive and legislature and the need for compromises, which is described as the future to stability and progress. It arms the two arms of government to cooperate with one another for the benefit of the people. In the Cross River State, the government has denied that it did not consult the legislature in the preparation of the fourth development plan launched last week. The Commissioner for Economic Development, Dr. Amaya Ifeanyi Ogun, told Newsmail in Calabar that the recommendations of the committee set up to examine the proposals were reflected in the draft of the plan. He said the committee compromised, among other legislations. Primary and post-primary school teachers in Lendo State have embarked on industrial action to back their demand for the abrogation of the education rate passed by the state assembly. According to the chairman of the state branch of Nigerian Union of Teachers, Chief Ovaro Aso, teachers have only risen chances when the bill was neither abrogated or amended to affect the running of schools, government, and not local government. And that's the news. From Radio Nigeria to the
Wake up. It's time for early morning beat. Hello, listeners. This is me, Brother Jad, once again welcoming you to another day's edition of this program, Early Morning Beat. I suppose everybody's awake now, and if there's somebody still sleeping around you, you better wake him or her up, because we're going to have a rolling time on this program this morning. And to actually make your eyes wide open, our talking weather this morning is going to be something from Maynard Ferguson, the jazz maestro who plays trumpet, and this time he decided to go funky on this number he called Star. In their classes, run through with primary school people. The buildings are too messy and very bad taste, dilapidated, cracking, and actually about to collapse. Blockage keeps falling further and endanger the lives of the children and people. A very terrible one will set the whole building crumbling like a house of cards at the slightest blow of wind. It is even an anathema to mention whether the Ministry of Education does supply textbooks and uniforms to the public, because in this regard it has failed woefully. It might sound distant and incredible, but deserving students of Katampong Advanced Teachers College who would have found their degree programs in education at the age 30 cannot do so now, simply because the school's library is not good enough. And due to conditions and strategic reasons, the school's main campus cannot be shifted to Mansoff from Katampong.
I'm at a year there, 940. Let's democracy in action. I am Abdul Mohamed Gwadi, your producer, Malcolm Indapa.
You've been listening to another edition of Democracy in Action later in the evening at 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's a quarter to 7. You are listening to the programs of Radio Nigeria broadcasting from Kaduna.
This is News Nationwide, and I am Abubakar Busanam. In this edition, 1980 Finance Bill received Senate approval, more donations to victims of criminal religious disturbances, members of the Department of Tribunal kick off tomorrow, Task Force Committee on Rehabilitation.
That people who use undersized merchandises only destroy the nation's peace to come. We therefore contended that the need to campaign against such bad methods of peace was not only unique to Plateau State alone, nor the country at large. The Commissioner observed that in many parts of the world where fisheries industries have been established, there are certain laws and regulations that guard against wrong exploitation of fisheries resources. To maintain that there was a need for our fishermen to be educated on the proper methods of fishing in order to ensure that the country derives enough fisheries resources. Mr. Datok stressed the need for the enforcement of fishery translators all over the country without further delay.
The Federal Fisheries Officer in charge of the Northeast Zone announced that the Federal Department of Fisheries has identified the major fishing producing areas of the state and has already started the construction of smoking tanks to assist the fishermen in drying the excess fish produced. They then called on the entire people of Plateau to support the campaign against bad methods of fishing in order to put the fish. In order to push fish production in the area, Alexander reporting from
Georgia. Over 10,000 naira was realized yesterday at the mountain of an appeal farm for the building of a permanent club for Kaduna Polytechnic Senior Staff Association. The amount included Sokoto State Governor Alhaji Shehu Kengiwa, who donated 2,500 naira, Governor Abubakar Tatari Ami of Bauchi State, 5,000 naira, and the Dongola State Governor, Alhaji Abubakar Balde, 2,500 naira. In his address, the chairman of the occasion, Mr. Shekeri, said that the construction of a disposing club for the senior staff of the institution was long overdue, and that poor extracurricular facilities could hamper the academic performance of an institution. Mr. Shekeri appealed to the public to make generous donations towards the construction of the club. In his remarks, the director of the institution, Dr. Tukur Abdullahi, however expressed disappointment at the poor organization of the family, which he described as a total failure. Dr. Tukur noted that the teachers could not in future have a moral justification to blame students for poor organization because of the incompetence shown by them in organizing the family. He wondered what would have happened if all the invited 10 governors of 10 northern states had turned up. Earlier, the deputy governor of Bauchi State, Alhaji Adami Tukar of the Mayor, had turned up for the occasion at the appointed time, but had to leave disappointed as there were only 4 members of staff present 1 hour after the scheduled time. The proposed cab is estimated to cost 500,000 naira. The Sokoto State Government says it will give farmers in the state necessary support to fully utilize the natural resources in the area. This assurance was given by the Secretary to the Gusan local government, Alhaji Shahid of Bisha, at SDF Agricultural Show in the area. Over to Sally Ahmed in Sokoto.
Dr. Bashar only reminded the people of the area of the importance of agricultural tools. He said that both farmers, among other things, the opportunity to display their best products and other handicrafts, as well as giving them the chance to meet each other and find ways and means of solving their problems regarding agriculture. He also assured farmers within his area that the present administration in the state has fully recognized the importance and intends to give them every support so that the vast natural resources within the state could be exploited. The secretary reports that in the year 1980, the state government took a series of measures to assist farmers, including the improvement brought back from SOFA, SOFA, and CAN, respectively, at the cost of 10 naira each, and sold it at a giveaway price to farmers at 1 naira 80 kobo per bag. The state government also bought camphor at the cost of 15 naira per bag and sold it to farmers at 2 naira 20 kobo, he added. On the other hand, the local government supplemented some of the state government efforts by purchasing 160 tons of manure and sold it to its farmers at subsidized rates. The secretary also announced that during the last year's farming season, the state government, through its local administration, give out to farmers quality settlers of 10 bags of millet, 25 bags of guinea corn, 22 bags of maize, and 26 bags of rice seedlings. Also, a total of 1,650 bags of granite seeds were sold to farmers on loan, while 13 cartons of anthrax chemicals for the protection of granules were given out free of charge to farmers. The secretary also said that a total sum of more than 200,000 naira was given out as loans for both small scale and large scale farmers within his administration. Salah Ahmed, Radio Nigeria, Kaduna,
The general manager of the Nigerian Cotton Board, Alhaji Abubakar Kanaw Gosal has appealed to commercial banks in the country to be more cooperative in granting loans to the banks licensed by Hagen. The general manager also appealed to state governments to ensure that cooperative societies, which are licensed by Hagen, buy cotton in all markets within the state. In a statement in Kaduna, Alhaji Abubakar said that lack of funds for the bulk agents could have a very disastrous and discouraging effect on the farmers. The joint manager, who has concluded a 9-day trial of four in Kaduna state in the country, said that most of the cases he visited, farmers have complained that licensed buying agents were not buying cotton crops because of lack of funds. Alhaji Abubakar was in Plateau, Bauchi, Bonu, and Dongola states to discuss with government officials the possibility of securing land to enable the boss to make mechanized production of cotton. The other six cotton producing states are Kaduna, Niger, Kwara, Sokoto, Kaduna, and Bono states. President Shu Shagari has sent messages of condolence to the governor of Niger State, Alhaji Awal Ibrahim, and Ifti Nuti Alhaji Senga Ibayaku, on the behalf of Senator Ibrahim Tulu. In the messages to the governor, the president said that the death of Senator Ibrahim had deprived the country of a true patriot at a time when the savages were most required. Governor's Lagos for money.